From the WGXC newsroom, this is a WGXC hands-on radio news update. I'm Philip Gray. A bus carrying students from the Taconic Hills Central School District went off Pumpkin Hollow Road near Route 27 in the town of Taconic on Friday, November the 8th. The bus left the roadway and slid into some trees. According to a statement posted at the Taconic Hills website, 10 students were on the bus. Two of those students and the bus driver were evaluated at the scene and taken to the hospital for minor injuries. The remaining students were released to their parents at the scene or taken to the school for evaluation by the nurse. The New York State Police, Columbia County Sheriff's Department, Taconic Fire Department, Copeg Community Rescue, and Greenport Rescue responded to the scene. The vehicle involved was owned and operated by bus contractor Michael Johnson of Philmont. The incident is under investigation by the County Sheriff's Department. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The walls of the new Greene County Jail in Coxsackie are going up. Bruce Hausler with the Pike Company reported to the Greene County Legislature's Public Safety Committee November 6. He said, and I quote, "We will start to enclose the building next week," end quote. The steel is going up, and Hausler expects the main portion of the structure to be completed by December 15th. Roof construction begins in mid-December, he said. Electric lines are already in, and the site should have gas by the end of the year, Hausler said. Republican legislator Gregory Davis, who represents Greenville, asked where the workers on the project are from. Two of the steel workers are from Athens, Hausler said, and there are electricians from Catskill, Durham, Earlton, and Coxsackie on the job. Hausler said the crews have also been purchasing supplies from the local Home Depot, Lowe's Home Improvement, and Dean's Mills. The 80-cell, 64-bed jail, according to Tapton, is expected to begin taking on tenants in the summer of 2021. The construction is funded by a $39 million bond and an $8.1 million contribution to the county. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Ann McCloy is reporting for WRGB-TV. State Senators Sue Serino and Patrick Galvin have proposed new legislation that would amend the state's new bail reform law. Serino and Galvin, both Republicans, are being supported in their effort by law enforcement and prosecutors who believe the law, as currently written, will put public safety in jeopardy. Serino said, and I quote, "If a person commits aggravated assault on a child, that person will not qualify for bail," end quote. Under the new law, set to take effect January 1st, anyone charged with a misdemeanor or nonviolent felonies will be released until trial. Serino and Galvin have proposed the law to be amended to give judges more power to decide which of the accused will stay in jail. The proposal will also expand the list of domestic violence offenses that would make an accused ineligible for conditional release. Asked for comment about the proposed amendment, a spokesperson for Governor Andrew Cuomo said a nearly identical bill reform law was passed in New Jersey years ago, and since that time, overall crime has decreased with no significant increase in reoffenses or failures to appear. Cuomo's spokesman said, and I quote, "Politicians taking cues from Trump's cheap fear-mongering should knock it off and focus on the facts," end quote. Read the full story at CBS6Albany.com. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. Ridership increased on Amtrak routes operating through Albany, the passenger railroad reported November 8. Amtrak Chairman Anthony Cosia and CEO Richard Anderson also told reporters in a conference call the railroad expects to post its first ever operating profit in 2020. Of the routes serving the Capital Region, the greatest gains were on the Empire Corridor routes west of Albany, including the Maple Leaf to Toronto, the Lakeshore Limited, which serves Chicago, Boston, and New York City. The Empire Corridor south of Albany posted a 5.5% gain during the fiscal year that ended October 31st. The Adirondack service between New York and Montreal was up 5.5%, while the Ethan Allen Express between New York and Rutland increased 1.7%. System-wide, Amtrak transported a record 32.5 million passengers, 2.5% more than during the previous year. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. Local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.